I'll tell you in a minute which chapter. Got my notes. Mine's just a little bigger than some of the rest of y'all. Y'all got them little notes. I can't see them. Genesis 40. How much time do I get? Half hour. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get nobody upset with me. Genesis 40, verse 23. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. In chapter 41, in verse number 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. I'm not a rip-roaring preacher. I'm soft-spoken. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that we can be before our friends. We pray the Holy Spirit not be quenched today, not on my account. I love you. I love this dear church and this pastor and these dear folk here. Thank you for the friendships, folks, we're going to live together with forever. Anoint us with special oil today. Bless my dear wife. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I don't want to forget the folks that's been good to me. Good to us. God gave me 20 friends for everyone I thought I had when I got saved. Not too many people today tell you they love you and mean it. My pastor, Brother Leonard, every time he calls me, before he hangs up, he said, I love you, Tom. I've got a few Canadian pastors up there that have learned to tell me that. I believe they are. I believe the Spirit of the Lord will tender my heart this morning. I can't hardly see that clock. It says about 15 to 12. I should be done by 20 after. You know, there's those folks that'll tell you they love you and mean it. And sometimes the folks will tell you they love you and they don't mean it. There's those that'll be there regardless until the end. You don't want to forget folks like that. Years ago, I used evangelists 2 times in 1 year. And I didn't know it till a few years after that. He told me, he says, I won't forget the folks that helped me in those years because I was really struggling and I didn't know it. I just felt like our people need to hear him again. So you don't want to forget the folks that hadn't forgot you. Then there's those that never consider the pains, the labors, and the goodnesses of others. And, you know, it seems to always be about them. So me, myself, and I. Now, I might as well tell you right off, I've had struggles for the last 8 months. And daughters can't figure out what it is. That's why I'm in low gear. And if I'm not careful, I'll get to shaking real bad. I don't know what it is. They got me on special medication. And he just changed it right before I got down here. So I don't know how it's going to react. I'm liable to take off and go for running. But I won't run too far. So that's why you might see some shaking this morning. And a little quiver in my voice. But I'm still able to get up today. I feel good. And thank you for being merciful. This church been so good to me. But, you know, the thing that has put us all on level ground is the fall of the garden. It caused us, men fail in totality. We've all depraved nature. No big eyes, no little U's. All the same, all of sin. the ground is level. I've heard them sing the song around Calvary. But during that fall, our affections have been polluted. Our wills have been made perverse. Our memory lost much of its power. In Genesis chapter 2, it tells us that Adam named all the animals. I believe Timothy tells us the woman was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. I've heard people say that Adam was a smart fellow, like a scientist. He named all the animals. God brought them to him. I just imagine God brought them to him. As he walked by, he'd call, say, elephant, zebra, monkey. I don't think there come a time when the days after that when Adam would scratch his head and said, "Now, what did I name you?" No. But today we got, need you to help me. I need encouragement. I sure do. We have memory perversions. We just can't remember like we used to. Of course, I never was too hot on memory. But it's easier for us to remember a bad thought, a bad joke, than it is trying to remember something holy and some scripture thing like that. Billy Kelly said the same thing. He said, take an old worldly joke, he'd never forget it. Said something spiritual, some verse of scripture, he said he couldn't remember that thing. It's like we build great big buildings for our bad thoughts and bad things and little small boxes for the good things we do in this life. We store worthless matters in fireproof containers and put our most valuables in cardboard boxes. Our faults are many. Very few keep their faults on the front porch. James said, confess your faults. He didn't tell you to confess your sins to man. Confess your faults every once in a while. You need to tell somebody about what am I about my faults. You know, we like some folks like to keep them on the front porch. Others like to keep them locked up and out of sight. Throw the key away. They don't want you to know the real them. But you know, this butler's a picture of how you and I operate. While Joseph is a picture of Christ and always has been, you won't find fault with Joseph. All I'm going to say to you here in the next few moments is elemental. You've heard it. Nothing new under the sun. Sometimes I wish I could preach real hard, but I can't preach. I'm just me. What you see is what you get. And where I've been up there, been all these years, I love my folks. I didn't go there because I loved them, because I didn't know how to love them. And they love me, and they take up for me. If I needed a kidney, they would. We lived on the reservation for 25 years. Now we live off the reservation about 7 miles from the church, because it's kind of a burr in the saddle of some of the native folks that a white man's living on the reservation. So we got us a little apartment, senior apartments. Business still as usual, sun up, sun down. We go there, stay at the church. Me and my wife operated that school for 22 years. And it's still going. But, you know, I want you to think about, first of all, the butler's faults. In Genesis 41, verse number 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. I tell you, I'm struggling with memory these days. We all are. It's like my pastor told me, he says, it'll get worse. It'll get worse. I want to say, first of all, this butler forgot a friend. He forgot a friend. You think about the folks that helped us. I'd like to say something about my parents, my mama and my daddy. We sing a song in the choir of their greatest friend on earth I ever had, my mama and daddy. Of course, I don't know for sure my mama and daddy's on the other side. You know, but, you know, it seems easy for us to forget the long nights and the godly examples, though, of our parents. I remember I used to lay in bed as a little boy, and my mama would work making our clothes for us on that old-fashioned sewing machine, how you had to womp on it with your foot, and it'd make the terrible snore. Do, 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 do. She'd be sewing that cloth, making my shirts and my pants, and I'd holler in there. I remember as about a 6, 7, 8-year-old boy, I'd say, Mama, would you stop? Because it was right beside my bed. I wished I had her today. I'd love to hear that sewing machine go. I'd love to just pedal it for her. You know, it was tough getting us where we're at today. In the kitchen, I remember the precious memories of kitchen. I remember precious memories around the table. We didn't have little bowls. We had bowls. Spoons about this big round. Eat a lot of gravy and a lot of Spam, a lot of taters. And always eat. Always eat. She had a great big old, under the cabinet, she'd pull that big drawer out, that thing with the monster, you'd get in it. kept that thing full of flour. I remember many times she'd take that flour, dump it out on the counter, make a little volcano and a hole in the middle. And she would pour that buttermilk in there and then take it and start doing what, oh man, make them biscuits. I would say she'd put them under here and but I didn't see that. Billy Kelly did, but I didn't do that. But I'm saying it was tough. We'd always go to the store and get us a pair of shoes and a pair of breeches for school start. My daddy always worked. He died when he was 51. And he worked in Johns Manville for 51, let's see here, for his life. Got cancer and died. And my mom, there was workers. You didn't have to worry about where my mom and dad was. It was on the weekend, my dad be in the garden, mom be cleaning the house. But they both worked their fingers to the bone, working in an old bib overall factory. Tough getting me where I am today. I like to reminisce on my childhood. I appreciate my mom and dad. He said, honor your mother and dad that your days may be long upon the earth. I go there and stand beside my daddy's mama's grave. Then I walk over beside grandpa and grandma's grave. I believe it would honor them even when they're going on. What a day. What a day. Not only the parents, but what about the preachers? People like Bobby Leonard. He's just like a daddy to me. While we were on deputation, he wouldn't let me go out of town with some money without some money in my pocket. He'd give me his credit card and said, don't you look to that pastor where you're going to try to keep you going. You don't go in broke. My pastor's such a gracious man. Yes, he is. Tom Gillum, Jack Story, James Knox, Ronnie Simpson, even this preacher right here. These guys have been around. I've been around them. Now, let me say this. My spouse, my wife, she's the best wife I ever had. we went. I don't want to forget her. I didn't love her when I married her. Tell you how I got married. I was working at a tar shop, recapping tars. Picked up the phone one afternoon. We've been going dating for about 4 years or so. No, we was in elemental school. I was in the seventh grade. She was in the eighth. So I called her, not when she was in the seventh, and I was in the eighth. She was working. I said, can we get married? Just like that. We never talked about it. She says, sure. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I picked her up that afternoon. We went to South Carolina and got our license, get married. In 3 days, we got married, and it's been like that all ever since. Made us in heaven. Joined us together in heaven. What a gracious wife. My greatest friend, my helpmate. I know she knows me. And she knows when I'm struggling. And she's praying right now, and I can sense it. But I can feel with my wife, she's the greatest prayer warrior. Sometimes I'll call her. I say, you praying for me, ain't you? She said, I sure am. When she dies, I want to die too. Yeah. There'll never be another woman like my wife. Loves me. Every day we practice what we preach. I say, I love you. She says, I love you too. Can't go to bed without that. Get in the bed and turn the light off and getting ready to go to sleep. She says, I love you. She kissed me good night. She turned my bed back. I'm spoiled. She'd fix me breakfast in bed if I'd just wink at her real good. And here's another person I don't want to forget. I'm talking about, we don't want to forget the people that have been good to us. Is my friends. Just friend. Not in general, I'm talking about friend. Count them on your finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably, you may need another hand. I'm talking about friends that die for you. Go to buy a car and they sign a loan for you. help you get paid. Went the extra mile, went through 3 mile, 4 mile, 5th mile. Sat with you during heartbreaks. Heard about some sickness you had to come bring fruit baskets. Brother Carlson, Rob Carlson, great preacher in Canada, my friend. Why he'd call me when he could be calling the president or the prime minister. He'd call me and just said, I just wanted to call you and let you know I love you. Well, I don't want to forget my friends like that. I never finished school. Joined a motorcycle club. Got me an old Harley. And should have been dead many times. Fail. Get shot. I never got shot. Never got cut. I was hiding behind a tree somewhere when they started that stuff. But I can't tell you how good God is. And then the people that employed me. I had so many jobs. 1 year I had a W-2 form that looked like a small Sears catalog. But that's it. Or sometimes I'd work till quitting time or the break time, first break of the day, 9:30. I remember I said, man, I don't like this job. I'd walk out the back door. I was so embarrassed I wouldn't go back and get my check. Those who would not make you work on Sunday. I appreciate employers that wouldn't make you work on Sunday because they knew where I stood. They know, and they respect me, didn't expect me to come to the company parties. Those who allowed us days off for important things in our life. Appreciate the Christian boss men. Then the doctors. Oh my. Let's don't forget praying for our doctors and specialists. Medicines that's been given me. We have that socialized medicine up there that pays for the doctor visits, but don't pay for the medication. Insulin cost you about for a month, $142. And then he just gave me a bag full of medication, changed my medication, made me double up on it today. Hand me a bag. He said, this is about $400. I'm going to give it to you. I think about all the medical operations that's been done on me, my wife, and my children in Canada, and didn't cost me a dime. My wife has needed about a $3,000 tooth gum operation on just not too long ago. And a feller in New Jersey, a doctor down there, says, come down here. I'll do it free. Won't cost you a dime. How about that? Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. How about the soul winners? Don't want to forget the folks come by. I remember everybody that witnessed to me when I was lost. I was sitting in a restaurant trying to eat my meal. Here come a fellow I knew. Sat down and said, can I sit with you? I said, sure. He ordered his meal. I'm sitting there eating. And I was lost could be. He bowed his head and asked God to bless his food. She embarrassed the hound out of me. I never forgot that. I remember the folks that come by my house that night was having a party. 2 men from the church. And scared the devil out of me. I mean, I was supposed to be a tough motorcycle, knife carrying, gun toting motorcycle member. Well, when they stepped up on my front porch, I'm like Mr. Jello. Come in. They come in. They wasn't mean. They didn't hit me over the head with a Bible. They just give me one of Oliver Green's tracts with the devil on it. The other had hellfire. That scared the devil out of me. Boy, I appreciate folks remembering me when I was lost. And then the church. Had not been to church, I wouldn't be married today. Amen. The church, ever been good to you? He ever come to your rescue? Sure, the church has. Church. I sat under Dr. Sider for 3 years. One thing you learned after being a couple of weeks at his place, he loved the church. Everything was for the church. He preached about the church. He loved the church. But the church folks have been good to me. Church folks all over. This church been good to me. There's plenty to come and found. Listen, a lot of folks that come around the church because they think it's a bank. I don't know where they think we got money. I say, right over there on that corner street over there is a bank. I said, well, I need a little gas money. I said, well, there's a gas station right over there. I said, where you go to church? Well, we hadn't been going to church. Well, I go to church Sunday. Well, what's that pastor's name? You know, I don't know. Some of them have the audacity to come back again after about 2 months. I said, hey, you wasn't here too long ago. You can't hardly turn them away. You got to give them something. Don't let them borrow money. Because they'll come back and want to borrow some more. The church. Always two or three ready to give a word of testimony about the church. I'll remember those folks that love the church. I got 5 minutes. 10, really. But old preacher told me one time, said every sermon had to have 2 points. A beginning and an ending. And keep them close together. You made a lot of friends in church. People shake your hand there. Well, if you preach long. I tell you, I've been in some churches on deputation, and if you're standing in the door or near the door, you about get run over when they said, y'all dismissed. I wish I could get more into this thing right now, but did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Oh, wisdom of Solomon said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. As a friend, stick closer to the brother. As a friend, Joseph made comfort. He spoke comfort to the butler in prison. Remember when I was bound and changed, lost, folks come around. I remember, not only had the butler forgot a friend, but he forgot a favor. Don't forget those that help you. Somehow or another, you get spiritually obligated to people. Secondly, he forgot a favor. While he was delivered, the baker was hanged. How many times could I walk on the wall? Times I could have been killed. Drowned, I remember them days. I remember them days I could have been shot. First time I ever been with the large group. Had a motorcycle rally in Myrtle Beach. I went with them. I was finally made it into the gang. Had my colors and rockers. And the first night, there was about 140 of us. They gave me a .44 Magnum. Had a barrel on about that long. They stuck it down in my britches leg. They said, you watch these motorcycles. And said, if anybody comes around and mess them, you shoot them. And run down and throw the gun in the ocean. I said, okay. I was scared to death. I'm glad nobody came messing with them motorcycles because I didn't know. I wasn't going to shoot them. Man, no. But, you know, how many of my old buddies died vicious deaths, suicide, car wrecks, overdrugs. And here I am still living. While the banker was hanged, the butler was restored, saved. Remember how many around you has already gone on? Some died vicious deaths. But I tell you, my physical infirmities just about got the best of me right now. I heard Mays Jackson said he could start his sermons not to his, the word of God was baloney. He said, like baloney, he can cut them off this end or that end. And so I'm not going to preach a long time. Maybe if come back one of these days. The doc assures me he's going to make me better than before. But sometimes I just have, just break down, just like right now. And, apologize. But he said he's going to make me better. Just my nerves not too sharp, but I just don't want to forget my friends. The people that's been good to me. These folks in the church here come up and talk to me and said, hello, Tommy. I can't remember their name. If it wasn't for hello, brother and sister, we'd be in a mess. But I appreciate Brother Nichols. Ever since he's been here, he's always been my friend. I remember when this fellowship was started. I remember when meeting in other places and having fellowships. I come to about everyone that's been here. Used to bring a crowd with me, my native folk. But most of them can't travel these days. I won't be able to travel much more, but still having good times there. Still preaching a full load, looking after things on the reservation. Been there 29 years. Love it. That's where I want to die. If the Lord will. Or he comes back. Thank you, Pastor. I'm going to have prayer and then I'll let you have it back. Our Father God in heaven, Thou hast been so merciful. And Lord, we need mercy. Blessed are the merciful, you said. Breathe upon this pastor, these dear preacher friends of mine. Thank you for letting me just stand here. Bless the word as you always do. In Jesus' name, amen.